Next individual, please, Sue.
Item 1202, request of Fawn Aberson to address council regarding Rose Quarter economic development.
Good morning.
Good morning, council. This is really just an exercise of me trying to learn public
speaking.
I'm sorry.
Would you mind just stating your name for the record? Is this required?
I'm Fawn Aberson. I'm the outreach coordinator for the Seoul District Business Association. Excuse me. And I'm also a small business owner of Flossom Media. And I'm here because one of my board of directors, who you just heard from, Brad Perkins, says it's a good idea for us to do some more public speaking and get in front of you all. So I'm exercising that right to do so. I'll be much briefer than him. First of all, I wanted to thank Commissioner Saltzman and Mayor Wheeler for attending the Beatrice Morrow grand opening, because that's a huge collective impact partnership of the Seoul District Business Association. And it did lift a lot of minority-based organizations and businesses and your presence there. And I know the other two commissioners, thank you for acknowledging it as being important. I know you were unable to make it. But I thought that was just a huge, huge victory for our district and a huge, huge victory for minority-based organizations. And quite frankly, PCRI, who I know has been around since the 1990s and is one of the only African-American home ownership organizations of its kind. And I've seen them do some incredible things over the last several years, and much in part to the championship of some of what you guys have done. I support what Brad is doing also with Sullivan's Gulch Trail and the high-speed rail, and the Seoul District Business Association is really paying attention to that. Because what we've discovered is that minority-owned businesses and people in the community often are left out of the conversation, and the train has far advanced, so to speak, the train, before folks even are aware of some of the infrastructure stuff. And the infrastructure does come through PBOT. The infrastructure does come through ODOT. And if we're not, as a community-based organization, is paying to decisions at that level, the ground level, the Rose Quarter vision level, then we're left completely out of the conversation. We're just afterthoughts by that. So the Seoul District is doing everything it can to stay in that conversation and have relevant conversations. So we support people like Brad Perkins, and we support, PCRI, as I've said. So there's not a standalone here. We're all a part of a big collective impact, and I just encourage you guys to remember that, because I know on ancillary conversations, sometimes organizations who are just getting their infrastructure or getting the opportunity to have really big contracts and be a part of really big discussions, the Rose Quarter vision is a huge discussion. And you might think, what is somebody like me? How dare I sit here and be a part of that discussion? But through the infrastructure of the Seoul District and through the conversations, it's been really cool to be invited to that table. And I just think that more people need to be involved in the governance process. And then when organizations like PCR are given the green light to be in charge of something, that they be allowed to remain in charge and be giving more rope and more berth. And same with the Seoul District, and same with Brad's conversations about the Cascadia High-Speed Rail. So that's my first exercise in speaking to you all. Thank you for listening to me.
Well done. Excellent, excellent comments. We appreciate your being here. Thank you for taking the time to come in. Next individual.